gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Positive in Pro Wrestling episode 15. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. All available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And yes, we are finally back here. I've got to remember how to do this. And it's been a long time. By my, you know, thinking, it was May 13th. And now we're on July 24th. So I'm just going to get you up to date with the things that I've done before we go into this week's show. You know the format, 205 Live, NXT and Impact Wrestling. So yeah, I'm just going to take you back and explain why my absence has been so long. And hopefully absence has made the heart grow fonder for all my listeners and all of our listeners at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. So yeah, going back to May, my last official media appearance was a interview with the guys over at Switch On Tag In. That was a really good experience. You can find this interview on their Switch On Tag In SoundCloud and my SoundCloud. Obviously, it's just a part of Broken But Glorious podcast at this moment in time. But yeah, that was a really good experience. Great guys. Then on the 29th of May, I reached another milestone in my career, as I surpassed my 14th year as a writer about this wonderful sport of ours, professional wrestling. To go along with that, the paperback of my third book, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, was released. And yeah, that's everything up to date for May. In June, Positive in Pro Wrestling has been on hiatus, I was able to do some of the bigger shows. So I came back and I worked with Adam from the Impact Lounge, and we reviewed Impact Wrestling Under Pressure. That's available on the Broken But Glorious Wrestling Pod SoundCloud channel, V2 Football. So check that out. Matches I've seen over this time, 205 Live, Murphy versus Alexander for the Cruiserweight title is worth going out of your way to see. The next show was New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion. I've reviewed this as well. Like I said, the big shows I've come back for and been able to work on them. So yeah, that's on our SoundCloud once again. 205 Live, Ali versus Murphy is another quality match. WWE NXT, O'Reilly versus the Bruiserweight Pete Dunne for the WWE UK title is worth going out your way to see. the WWE UK Championship Tournament, Nights 1 and Nights 2. I think me, Chris Lappin and Nick Davey will talk about that at a later date. So I'll say that two great nights of action and worth going out your way to see again. NXT UK has then been announced through these two nights of action. So that's, fantastic. Impact Wrestling, LAX versus Z&E for the Impact Tag Team titles is worth going out your way to see. I travelled to Milton Keynes for New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Devolved Night 1. And my takeaways from this is David Starr really is a tremendous star of professional wrestling. He's got a bright future. Fuji Nagata against Walter was my dream match, and it lived up to the hype. There's a kind of a couple of things that I'm taking away from it, but a really strong show from top to bottom, and really impressive from New Japan Pro Wrestling and Revolution Pro Wrestling. Joint show 205 Live, Itami versus Ali and Murphy is worth going out your way to see again. And WWE NXT 6-man tag, Ricochet and Mustache Mountain versus the Undisputed Era ended June in a great way. And then July, I was able to catch up with the elements of the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Style Devolved Night 2 Manchester show, and Kashika Okada versus Zack Sabre Jr. was amazing. Definitely go out your way to watch that. During the France versus Uruguay World Cup match, I was so bored that I started writing book 4, if you can believe that. The New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 special from San Francisco is, another really good, strong card, highlighted by an excellent match between Juice Robinson and the New Japan Pro Wrestling United States Champion Switchblade Jay White. You have to watch that match. And of course, Himuru Takahashi against Dragon Lee was an insane junior heavyweight match. And, this was the match that had that really horrible injury to Takahashi, really unfortunate because it's tainted such a great match, and I hope to see him back in the ring in the very near future. Impact Wrestling, Hernandez and Homicide are back, the original LAX, so that's awesome. Ali versus Murphy on 205 Live. The no DQ match was absolutely incredible. I did an interview with Matt of MJW, and we talked about all my books, British Wrestling, the World of Sport Wrestling 10-part special that's going to be kicking off this Saturday at 5 p.m. So that's really exciting, with NXT UK, New Japan Pro Wrestling's been over here, and World of Sport Wrestling during this time as well. I was absolutely amazed and so very grateful to have my 100th book sale. It's really cool because I started this in August 2016, and here we are less than 2 years later, and I've sold 100 books, and I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting me over the last 14 years, and you know, the people way back when with MySpace and that kind of thing, all the way through to my books and the buying and the supporting of me and my work, and long may it continue. Thank you very much. And then from there, we have the G1 Climax, New Japan Pro Wrestling's premier event over the summer, to determine the number one contender for the IWGP top heavyweight title in January at Wrestle Kingdom. So I covered the first couple of days on the Extreme Rules review show, which once again is available on our SoundCloud. So it's just about day three. I didn't really find too much, to be honest. There was Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Switchblade Jay White, but I wasn't a fan of the Wrestle Kingdom match, so I didn't check it out really. I decided to skip it. So day four, matches you need to watch: Kota Ibushi versus Juice Robinson, Tomohiro Ishii versus Tetsuhiro Naito, and Hirooki Goto versus Kenny Omega. All great for different reasons, and this is the best G1 day so far. G1 day 5, Hangman Page versus Kushida Okada is definitely worth watching. And G1 day 6, go and watch Tetsuhiro Naito versus Juice Robinson, Sanada versus Zack Sabre Jr. in the main event of Hirooki Goto and Tomohiro Ishii, where, you know, good grief, that was strong style. Unbelievable main event that you need to go and watch. And then last but no means least, before the break that we're currently, witnessing, it was Minoru Suzuki versus Switchblade Jay White on day 7. This was the match that stood out to me. Unfortunately, it was more of a story than a top quality match that we've come to expect from the G1. But, there's got to be stories. They can't all just be match of the year quality. So, that's the G1 caught up with. It comes back in a couple of days, I think. So, last couple of things. In July, I released the Kindle of A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. Then you need to go out your way to watch Undisputed Era versus Mustache Mountain from NXT for the NXT Tag Team titles. And the 6-man tag from Impact Wrestling, Rich Swann, Phoenix and Pentagon Jr. versus OVE, Sami Callihan and Dave and Jake Crist. They're awesome matches. Last but no means least, this past Saturday, Wrestling Fun Day at Pro Wrestling Cartel in the Oasis Market in my... the city of cities, Birmingham, England. Lots of fun. The cosplay aspect was really cool. Hanging out with cosplayer AJ Styles, Carmella, Paul Bearer. There was some sales on that day, some surprise sales, and I'll get you up to date with that with posts on my social media, Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. I won't spoil it at this moment in time, but really good day. So that takes us up to present day, and yeah, this is about as long as the show usually goes, so okay, I'll try and condense this part as much as possible. So here we go, 205 Live. TJP versus Noam Dar. Dar returned in the UK Championship Tournament, not as part of the UK Championship Tournament, but as a surprise. And yeah, great to see Dar back. TJP, so really, really turning up as a character, in all honesty. And this was a really good technical wrestling match that I enjoyed greatly. Yeah, I think I would have put it higher on the card, to be honest. It could have quite easily main evented 205 Live last week. But yeah, really good. Drew Gulak looked, you know, really good once again. Yeah, just hope this is the push that he needs to become the cruiserweight champion. Yeah, him against Cedric Alexander would be quite cool. And then Lio Rush against Akira Tozawa. Rush is just another level. Yeah, really cool. Go out your way to see TJP versus Noam Dar, I think, from that show. Okay, so NXT. Really big fan of Lacey Evans. I think she is a really tremendous character, and she's got good in-ring skills too. And yeah, it's really good. And loved the backstage segments and that kind of stuff. So the War Raiders video package was really good, as was the Velveteen Dreams and the Triple Threat NXT Women's Championship number one contender was a really good match. Yeah, just another good show, really. And then last but no means least, we've got Impact Wrestling. Killer Cross looked impressive against Petey Williams. Really, really cool debut by Joe Hendry. The singing of his own theme tune, which we've come to know and love. The mic taking video of Eli Drake was pretty cool. And yeah, he picked up a huge win over Eli Drake, and that's a great way to debut in the company. Loved Pentagon Jr.'s revenge on OVE. That was really well done. The Madison Rayne Sue Young nightmare sequence was a bit strange, but got across that, you know, Madison Rayne has never faced anyone like this before, so it should be really interesting. Moose and Aries square enough. And then last but no means least, a really good hype video before Slammiversary, which was this past Sunday. And I'm hoping we'll be added to the GWN app. And then once me and Adam have watched it, we can do a review, hopefully this coming weekend. So yeah, that's a long edition. Well, not really, I suppose. Just come up to the 20 minute mark. Match of the week. TJP against Noam Dar, I think. I really enjoyed that match. Moment of the week, I think Pentagon Jr. getting some kind of revenge on OVE. That was quite cool. So yeah, that'll do it for the return episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I hope it's been worth the wait. I'm your host, Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare, A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. And social media wise, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/brawmeol. Follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/brawmeol. And like me on Facebook, facebook.com/afansperspectiveuk. And of course, for the podcast, which I'm a proud member of, twitter.com/bbgwpod and facebook.com/bbgwpod. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Bye.